table and the world sat down together and talked away the hours like a couple of old friends, while their children all played on the village green together, with guns and bombs and tanks and lots of fighter aeroplanes. There came an outsider from where no one could say, but simply and straightforwardly he tried to save the day. He said, go, so love the world that he gave his only son. Go, so love the world that he gave his only son. And all the politicians and the scholars said aside, and after consultation they decided he was mad. Conspiracy, they shouted. Chicanery, they said. It's nothing but a trickster and completely up his head. With sorrow and with anger, he looked on their stupidity, left them debating on the future of mankind. He came to the marketplace of subterfuge activity, anxious to know what attitude he would find. Amidst all the bargaining, he spoke up loud and clear. The people turned to listen with a condescending ear. He said, go. No sooner had he started than the violence broke out. They railed and they cursed him, just another long and loud. You spongeer, you parasite, we fought for the likes of you. We give you education and just look where it leads to. The devil raised his glass as the traveler set forth to leave the village far behind, became his only thought. But as he reached the outskirts, he stopped to rest a while, and children's voices singing in the schoolhouse made him smile.